Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Darim Daf Mem Zayim. We begin at the very, very top, Mem Zayim and Aleph, with a quotation from the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, HaOmer L'Chaver B'Chulei. We had in the Mishnah a situation where a person says, I asa myself from going into your house, or I asa myself from buying your field. So in this situation, Reuven is asering himself. He took it upon himself not to go and enter into Shimon's house or to buy Shimon's field. So we had said, in this situation, that's only while it's in Shimon's possession does this Isser, does this co-name take effect. But if Shimon Rachman al-San were to die, and his Yorshim now own the field, or if he were to sell the field, and now Levi owns the field, so then Reuven has no longer any problem with getting Hanoah from entering into that house or from buying that field. However, if he had said, this house or this field, I asked myself for getting Hanoah from this house or from buying this field, so then even if Shimon were to die and the Yorshim take it over, or if Shimon were to sell it to Levi, so then Reuven would still be Osir. The co-name that he had put upon himself was for this house, regardless of whether Shimon owned it or not. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. And the Gemara now asks, what about in the following situation? Boy Avimi. Avimi asks, what about if it was co-name Lebayezeh Sha'ato Nichnas? If instead of Reuven Osiring it upon himself, Shimon had asked it upon Reuven. Shimon had said, Konom Lebayezeh Sha'ato Nichnas. Shimon had said to Reuven, you're not allowed to enter into this house. So in that situation, what happens then if Shimon dies, Oshim Choliach, or he sells it to Levi, Mao, what's the halacha? Do we say that in this situation we view this as only while Shimon owned it, or do we say, no, this even exists, this Isser on Reuven, even if this post Shimon's ownership, if Shimon dies and his Yorshim have it, or if Shimon sold it to Levi? What's the question? Do we say Adam Oser Dover Shebirishuso L'chashiyetze Mirishuso Olo? Can a person exclude something for someone else? Can Shimon say that this remains also in Hanoah to Reuven even after it's no longer belonging to Shimon? It's no longer his house, his field. Does this Isser that he had instituted, Shimon had instituted it on Reuven, when Reuven in our Mishnah had said, I'm the one that's asking this, so then he has the right to ask it at any point in time, whether Shimon owns it, or whether Shimon's Yorshim, or Levi owns it. But here, Shimon is the one that's creating this Isser. So maybe Shimon only has the right to create this Isser while it's in Shimon's possession. But once it leaves Shimon's possession, who says he has the right to continue that Isser beyond his possession? So that was the question that Avimi asked, and Rava responds and says, Omar Rava. Rava says, Toshma. The following Mishnah in Bava Kamma can give us the answer to this question. The Mishnah in Bava Kamma tells us, Omer Levno, if a man says to his son, Konom She'i Ato Ne'aneli, a man, a father, don't ask why, says to his son, I ask you to get an offer from me. Some of the Mepharshim had explained, we had this previously, that the man is trying to spur his son to learn, and he doesn't want his son getting involved in all sorts of business deals. He wants his son to just sit and learn. So he says, I don't want you to get any Hanoah from my house, my field. So he says, Umeis, and then Nebuch, the father dies, Umeis, in this situation, Yerushanu, this son, who was previously forbidden to get Hanoah from the father, is now able to get Hanoah. He now owns this field. However, if the father had said, B'chayov uvimoso, if the father said, this Isser Hanoah on you is not only during my lifetime, but even post my lifetime, the father says, even after I'm dead, you still should be also to get Hanoah. So, umeis, and then the father dies. So then the son is not allowed to inherit him. Lo Yerushanu. Now, obviously, he can't abrogate the laws of Yerusha, so the son will technically inherit it. However, he can't get any benefit from it. So, lo Yerushanu means that he technically does inherit the father, but he won't get any practical benefit. That's where the Ran understands this. Others disagree and say, no, he doesn't inherit it. That this Isser Hanoah prevents the Yerusha laws from taking a new effect. In any event, what do you see from here? This concept of Lo Yerushanu shows that Shimon, the father, is able to asser it both during his lifetime and even post his lifetime. And therefore, Shema Mino, we can learn from here, Adam Oser Dover Shebirushuso, So we learn from here that the father does have the right to ask for something even after it left his possession. So too, to answer Avimi's question, in this situation, can an Adam be Oser Dover Shebirushuso, L'chashiyetzim Rishuso, Olo? So the answer is, yes, Adam Oser Dover Shebirushuso, L'chashiyetzim Rishuso, Shema Mino. This is a good raya. We previously had a similar discussion, and we said that this applies even if he doesn't say Achar Mosi B'chayov Uvimoso, even if he just says this property, so then this property will be also for the son, even if the father didn't say B'chayov Uvimoso, because we paskin Adam Oser Dover Shebirushuso L'chashiyetzim Rishuso. However, This is only when the person, Shimon, the father, or a person, Shimon, asked it while it was in his possession. Shimon can never ask it while it's in somebody else's possession. That's not Adam Osu Davashim Rishuso, Lekshetzim Rishuso. That's because it was in his possession. But if it was never in his possession, you obviously can't ask something to somebody else when it's not in your possession. You can only do this, that it should take effect after it's left your Rishus, if it was in your Rishus at the time that you asked it. Okay. Tanan Hasum. Mitzvah Shem will learn this Mishnah next week. This is on Daf Nun Zayin. So it says in the Mishnah over there, Konein Peros Ha'elu Alai. If a man says that these Peros in front of me are Asa to me, they should be a Isser Hana'a upon me like a carbon. Or he says, Konein Heim Alpi. Or he says, it's Asa for me to put these Peros into my mouth. In other words, I can't eat them. Or Konein Heim Lefi. He says, or they should be forbidden to be put into my mouth. All of these situations, those Peros are Asa. And not only those peros, because he said these peros, so also bechilufehen ubegiduleihem. So they would also be also in this situation, as the Ran says, libamasu konim peros elu. He says, klomer kol shomer echad milushonus halalu chilufehem begiduleihem bichlal. In any one of these three lushonus that we just used, not only is that fruit also, but any of their exchanges. If you were to exchange this fruit for something else, so the iser hana on this person also applies to the exchanged item. And if you were to plant them and grow from them, so then it would apply even to the growth that came from this. As Tosus explains, the Masl also b'chilufeim, in Mahram, if you sold them to somebody else, or if you exchange them, so then Asurin, that exchange item is also forbidden. Demehen v'chilufeim, their value as well as their exchange. The Chashvinon lehen, kehektish. We view this as if you made it hektish. The toface domov, the kedusha grabs on to the exchanged item as well, or to the money that you purchased with it. The gidule hektish. And likewise, if you planted it, so the gidulim of hektish are considered like hektish as well. So that's the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin. So based upon this Mishnah, boy Rami Bar Chama, he has the following question. If a person says, Amar Konein Peros Ha'elu Alploni, here in the Mishnah, it was Reuven answering the Peros to himself. Rami Rachama asked, similar to the question that we just had, what happens if Reuven says, Amar Konein Peros Elu Alploni, these peros should be also on Shimon? So then, Mahu B'chilufeim. In that situation, does this same din apply, that the Chilufeim and the Giduleim are also going to be also to Shimon? What's the two sides of the possible question over here? Mi Aaron, do we say, Gabe Delay, when it was his own, he asked it upon himself. Reuven said, I asked myself to eat these fruits, to put them in my mouth, etc. So ho over odom oser peros chaveral atzmo, since a person can ask upon himself even his friend's peros, if a person wants to say, I asked myself, Reuven wants to say, I asked myself Shimon's peros, he's able to do so. So similarly, a person can be oser, odom oser, davishalo bali olam alatzmo. So he can also say something which yet has not yet come into this world, should be oser myself. Just like he can answer his friend's item, he can also ask something that hasn't come into the world yet. And therefore, Gabe Chaveiro, in regards to Rami Bar Chama's question, Gabe Chaveiro, when a person, Reuven, is asking Shimon to have his fruits, so then, Hoel, the Ein Adam Osa Peros Chaveiro al Chaveiro, since a person can't aser Levi's Peros on Shimon, Reuven can't say, I aser Levi's Peros on you, Shimon, so too, Ein Adam Osa Dovish Loboli Olam Chaveiro. Therefore, he doesn't have the ability to go and aser something that hasn't yet come into the world. The Giduleim and the Chilufeim are considered Dovish Loboli Olam in this regard, and therefore, maybe Reuven doesn't have the ability to do that. So when Reuven asks about himself, so then it's aser even for the Giduleim and Chilufeim, as the Mishnah said. But maybe, and this is Rami Bar Chama's question, maybe this is the side of the coin, maybe, in fact, since a person can't aser, Reuven can't aser on Shimon Levi's produce, so maybe Reuven can't aser on Shimon the Giduleim and the Chilufeim. And we turn to Mem Zayin on the base, or maybe not, Odilma, the other side of the coin. Maybe, Mishum Dechilufin Kigidilun Dami, maybe the exchange is like growths that come from this. And therefore, Loshnahu, and Oshnah Chaveiro. Therefore, it shouldn't make any difference whether Reuven is asking upon himself or whether Reuven is asking something on Shimon. So we view the Giduleim as being the item itself. They're the growths that come from it, and the chilufin, the exchanges, are like the gidulin. And in fact, Rami Racham's question would be that it would be aser. So that's Rami Racham's question. How do we view this? Can Reuven aser the gidulin and the chilufin on Shimon or not? So Amar Rav Acha Bar Minyumi. So Rav Acha Bar Minyumi wants to suggest the following. Toshma, we can make the answer from the following brisa. We can solve Rami Rachman's dilemma from the following brisa. The brisa says, Omer li ishto. If a man says to his wife, Konam sha'ani nene lech, I ask you to get hanoah from me. Now, obviously, the husband isn't allowed to just go and say, I asa giving hanoah to you, because there are certain obligations that the husband has to his wife. He can't just abrogate them by making an edit. So we had to discuss this previously, and you can see this in the Rosh Dibur Maskul Toshma, Omer li ishto konim shani nenelech. So he says, Bitol hadov, one of two possibilities, Bitol hadov bitashmish. So he connected this through Tashmish. What did he say? Shomer, Hanoah Tashmishech. He says, the Hanoah that I get from Tashmish with you, a lie, should be also to me, im Tehane Mishali, if you get Hanoah from me. So that he has the right to do. He can ask her upon himself the benefit of Tashmish that he gets from her. And in this way, it will kick in, it will be permissible for him to make such an edit. Not a small thing to do, not a recommended thing to do, but we're not asking, was this person asking Chachamim, should he do this? He did it, and we want to know what the consequences of that are. So if he says, Hanoah Tashmishech Olai, im Tehane Mishali, so that's one way that this Isser Hanoah from the husband asking his wife to get enough from him would take effect. The im lav came, because if that wasn't the case, kiven de mishubad law, since the husband is obligated to provide certain things to his wife, lo motzi madila, he wouldn't be able to go and say, just, you're also to get enough from me. Alternatively, inami, another way that this could take effect, was the adra kishi arusa. He asked her in Hanoah from him while she's in Arusa, when he's not yet Mechuyev to go and give her Hanoah. And then only the Achakach Nisus, and only afterwards they got married. Don't ask me why. She wished to get married to him in that situation, but she did. In any event, that is how you could possibly have Rav Acha Bar Minyumi's solution based upon this Braisa. Ha'omer li'ishto konim sheni neneloch, if he is through these two possible ways that the Rosh said, asking his wife to get Hanoah from him, and then, what does the wife do? She needs to be supported. She's starving. So, lova, she goes and borrows money, as the top ran says, klomar, her isha goes and borrows money to go and support herself. Ubali chovin, and these are bali chov, the people that she borrowed the money from, then boin and vinifran, they go to the husband, and they get repaid back, because the husband had an obligation to go and feed his wife. She borrowed money, and now the creditors come and go to the husband and ask to be paid. So the Brice has said that that works. Lova, she is able to go. Ubali chovim boi minifroim. Now, Rav Acha Bar Minyumi says, Mai taima bali chovim nifroim. What mechanism over here works that the wife's creditors, the people that she borrowed money from, have the right to go to the husband and go get repaid? First, let's see the round on the top line. Ubali chov boi minifron says dinhi the misere ala nirse bala. Even though her husband's possessions are also to her to get an off from them, as we just explained from the Rosh, how that works. Mihu akati shibuda anirse kai. She still has a right to go and collect from his possessions on for her support. Hilkach, therefore. The Balei Chov Boy of Nifrayim. Therefore, that is why the Balei Chov are allowed to come and collect from the husband after she borrowed money for them. Dafilu L'Chanan, this is true even according to the opinion of Chanan that we had previously on Daf Lamed Gimel, Amud Beis. The Omar, the Hamifarnes Ishto Shel Chaveiro. They remember we had the Machlokes, that if a man goes and voluntarily supports his friend's wife, he left town, he went off on a business trip, didn't leave support for him, and a very nice friend of the husband goes and supports the wife. And Hanan had said, that person can't demand repayment. No, the husband's a nice guy, an erelich guy, he'll repay him. But if the husband's not, he's a shtunk, and he says, no, I'm not repaying you. So then, Hanan had said, he niach mosav al keren atzvi, he lost his money. The nice guy lost his money. He says, if he put it on the horns of a deer, and the deer ran away. So too, hani mili, that's only b'mal alom is an osel. That's when the friend voluntarily went and gave the money. Ibn Chana would agree, however, avokeshi lova, if she went and borrowed money, so then chayeves he b'mal shalavsa. So she is obligated to repay what she borrowed. And since she doesn't have any money, her husband's obligated to repay her debts. Ubali chov nifroi min habal. So the husband is the one that they go and collect from. The mosiim izeh v'nosim lezeh. So she borrowed money from them, but they go and get the money back from the husband. And this is based upon Rabbi Nosson's Shibuda, the famous Shibuda, the Rabbi Nosson. Yeah, previously, when A owes money to B and B owes money to C, so C can go collect it straight from A. And therefore, even according to Hanan, you would be allowed to go collect in this situation. Now, the next one, my timer explains why exactly the wife is not considered getting Hanah from her husband in this situation. Because the kosol kedayk doch dekivin the bishor she lovo mishubedes nirsei abal, since at the time that she borrowed the money, her husband was obligated to support her. His properties are mishubed to her support. So harehi kimichalefes nirsei abal benirsei archeim. So it's as if the husband's property has been exchanged now with the money that she's borrowing from the third party, from this person who she's borrowing money from, and it's as if that exchanged property of her husband doesn't go on to the property of the person who she's borrowing from. Kiva lubasov, balichov bai benifrayim, since that money is going to be eventually returned, so we see that the chilufeim are not considered over here to be usur to her. So therefore, Rav Acher bar Menyumi says that this braisa gives us the answer to our question. And in fact, lav mishum dechilufin lav kigidulin domi. Don't we see from this braisa that in fact the exchange is not going to take the same isser that the original item had? Because the person that she borrowed from is in fact allowed to go and collect from the husband. And therefore, that isser, which originally was present from the husband to the wife, so it doesn't go on to the chilufin. And therefore, isn't it the answer, lav mishum de chilufin, lav ki gidulin domi? We don't say the chilufin are like gidulin. The gidulin, that's the same thing. And that would be awesome, but the chilufin are not. So it says, lav davka, amar Rav. Rav says, not necessarily so. Dilma, maybe, the lechat chila hudalo. In fact, you weren't allowed to go and make such an exchange, lechat chila. If you were going to ask, can you make such an exchange, lechat chila? The answer would be no. The chilufin are like gidulin. But after the fact, be the yevet, the avad, avad. But once such a exchange was done, so in fact, it is permitted. And we can see this answer better inside the Ran, in the Ramaschul Mishani, the Dilma L'chadchilahu D'lo V'Ovad Ovad. Kolomar, the Ran is telling us, Kishu Bol Ahachlet, when a man comes to exchange on this, Isra Beheter, he's exchanging something that was Osir, for now something that was Heter, L'chadchilah B'Yadayim Osir. You're not allowed to go and do this. The exchange would be Osir. The Hechlifon Asur, and the exchange would pick up the original status that the Isser had. However, Avozu Bishor Shalovsa, but in this case over here, at the time that she borrowed, Afo Bishabal Mischayev, even though the husband was obligated to go and support her, but his nether didn't allow him to, Ein Kan Chalife Isser Mamish. This isn't doing direct exchange with your hands. And that's why Hilkach, that's why she can go and borrow from the third party, the lechol, and eat, no problem. The avopi, even though, even though afterwards the husband is going to repay this, so one could argue that this food is the exchange. Nevertheless, the avidhu, shenasu chalifin, it's only an indirect. This lashon of dievet over here means an indirect, and therefore it's allowed. But to actually go and exchange the item, that would actually be usur. So we can't really answer the question that we had before: do we say the chilufin are like gidulin or not from this brisa? Because this brisa is talking about the avad, but you can't tell me that lechatchila the halacha isn't that the chilufin are like the gidulin. So that's not a good answer. So we try again. Elo Toshma, we bring a raya from this Mishnah in Kiddushin. The Mishnah in Kiddushin tells us, HaMekadesh B'Orla, if a man goes and marries a woman by giving her Orla. Now, Orla, of course, is Osu B'Hana. So if you're giving a woman something that has no Shava Pruta value because it's Osu B'Hana, so then HaMekadesh B'Orla ain't a Mekudeshes. The woman isn't Mekudeshes because you didn't give her a Shava Pruta. As the Mefarish clearly says, Dira Maskal Mekadesh B'Orla, he says, Shu Isser Hana. Since he didn't give her something that was of any value, so therefore she is not considered mekudeshes. However, if Mechorin, this person, sold the Orla before he gives it to the wife, to the potential wife, he sells it. Now, it has the exchange value of Orla, and it was also by Noah. But nevertheless, the kidesh bidmeyem. So he sells the orla fruit for $10, and he gives it a $10. He says, "I am mekudeshesli with this $10, the kidesh bidmeyem, with the value of those fruits, the money that he got for those fruits, he's mekadesh the woman." So then, The Mishnah in Kedushin tells us, Harei zu mikudeshes. She is in fact mikudeshes. Oh, seems to be straight, clear-cut example of where the chilufin don't take on the original kedusha, and therefore asked and answered. Isn't it because lav mishum the chilufin are permissible? So the Gemara says, no, hachanami, the same answer that we gave a moment ago, l'chadchila hudlo, you shouldn't have done this l'chadchila, but after the fact, vi avad, if you did this avad, then it does take effect, she is mikudeshes. And again, the Ran explains in Ibra Maskel, Hochanami, Lichatchilahu, Delo, the Ovat, Ovat, Klober. Again, Lichatchilahu, Sha'osu, Lehenos, Menachalitin. Yes, you're right, Lichatchilah, he's the money that he got for selling these oral fruits is also to him to get an offer from. However, Avolim Ovar, the Nede, but if in fact he did get an offer from the Chilufin, he was Makadish, this woman, so then, Nene, he is allowed Bidiyevit to go and get Hanoah, the Chalifin Mutarim, because technically the Chalifin are in fact Mutarim. So on a Bidiyevit level, again here, you are allowed to get Hanoah, and therefore the woman is Mekudeshes. As the Rosh says, in Dibra Masel, in Mechorin, Mekidesh, Bidmei, and Mekudeshes, so you might have thought, Alma, Chilupe Yisure, the Chilufin that are exchanged over here for the Dover Asur, Sharu, are in fact permitted, D-S-C-Ray, because if they were Asur, Ha, Lo, Yoev, Lo, Midi, then how could she be Mekudeshes? He gave her nothing of value, so it must be that this is of value. But he answers, Umeshani, Ho, Chanami, the same answer that we gave a moment ago, Kivan de Mechorin. So since he sold the oral of fruits, bid the Evid after the fact, Sharu, Domeo. So this money is considered something that she can be Mekudeshes with. Okay, so we don't have an answer from either of these two cases, and the Gemara's Ibai is left unanswered, and the Ran brings down, what are we paskin? In the Dibra Matzulini in Halacha, so the Ran says, Ligabe noder atzmo, in regard to the person answering something on himself, Yomar Elu, these items over here should be also for me, so afilu hechlifon achar, even if he exchanged them for somebody else, noder aser behen, he remains aser in that item. That was straightforward in our Mishnah. That wasn't really a Shaila. That, the Ran says, we pass it clearly like our Mishnah. However, the Ran says, Avo, keshi diro acher, if he asses it upon somebody else, and likewise, v'chei nami, benodur atzmo, deloomar elu, and likewise, in a situation where the person just asks it upon himself, but didn't say, these things are also on me, so mistavra, it makes sense, delekula nikitinon, that we go lekula over here, because kiva v'chi hai gavna, gabi, because in general, we don't say, here we have the question because it's like a konim, it's like hektish, so how far do we go in comparing it to hektish? But in general, if you have something that's osur, so there's an item that's not like hektish, but it's an item that's osur. You have lobster. Lobster is osur for you to eat. So you don't say the exchange on the lobster is going to be osur. So therefore, it's only a din over here, elamid derabanan, bi alma. This whole din is a din derabanan, that it should have the chilufeyan, should be osur. Like we explained previously, that there's only an issue derabanan. So havale sveka derabanan ulekulo. So the Ran says, how do we pass him in these situations? Since the whole question is only a sofik derabanan, we go in general by sofik derabanan. We go lekula, and therefore we would be allowed to get hanor from the chilupin. Va'afilu avar v'chlifon chalifin mutarin. And the Ran says, even if you intentionally went and exchanged it, nevertheless the exchanged item or money is mutar. That's the way the Ran paskins. However, he brings down from the Rambam that the Rambam disagrees. Avol Rav, Rabbeinu, Moshe, Barmai, Menzal. But the Rambam, Kosav, Beperich, Hamishi, Mehochus, Nadarim, says the fifth Perich of Hilchus, Nadarim, in Halachot, Zayin, Hare, Gidulein, Vechilupein, Sofek. So the Rambam says, we don't know. Our Gemara left it as an Iboy, the Lov Shitalei, Lefikoch, Chaveiro, Osir, Begidulei, Peros, Elu, Vechilupein. So the Rambam paskins that in fact they are osur out of sofek. So the Ran says it's the machlokus between himself and the Rambam. Okay, it's a short shiur, so let's go right to do the next mishnah already. Hareini olecha cherem. If a person says to his friend, I am a cherem to you. Now cherem, we said previously, as the Mefarish brings down over here in Dibur Maaseh, Hareini olecha cherem, nechasayu olecha cherem, that my property should be osur to you like a cherem. And the Ran brings down Dibra Masa Reini Alech Cherem Shetehei Hanoaso Olav Kicherem Shobedek Abayis. He turns this into Bedek Abayis, and something that's Mekudesh to Bedek HaBayis, it's also for somebody to get an offer. So Reuven says to Shimon, all of my property basically is also to you in Hanah. Uba Galil, Myri, the Ran adds that, by the way, we're talking about in the Galil, where Stam Chayremim LeBedek HaBayis, because they didn't deal with the Kohanim, they weren't Kohanim living around them. So there's no Shiloh over here. What did he mean? Did he mean the Chayrim that it should go to the Kohanim and therefore would be Mutter B'Hanah? Or did he mean it should go to Bedek HaBayis and it would be also B'Hanah? So in the Galil, where there were no Kohanim around regularly, so therefore, obviously the person meant that the Chayrim should be, it should be like he was Makdish in his Bedek HaBayis, and therefore Reuven asses onto Shimon his property. So Hareni Alecha Chayrim, Reuven says to Shimon, you can't get enough of my property. So Hamudar Oser, in this situation, the one who is being told that you can't get Hanah from my property is in fact also to get Hanah from that property. But if he says, Hare at olai cherim, as the Ran explains in Dibur Masal, Hare at olai, she Hanah schadero olav kecherim. If Reuven says to Shimon, your property, you are like a cherim to me, in other words, Reuven is asking himself on Shimon's property, so then Hanah deros, so the one who made the net there, Reuven is also to get Hanah from Shimon. And the Mishnah tells us something that's obvious, and unfortunately I'm saying this is really to lead us into the next statement. Hareini olecha v'yatolai. If Reuven says that you are also to me, to get Hanah from me, and I am also to get Hanah from you, harei olecha v'yatolai, Reuven says that both of us are also to get Hanah from each other, so shnei masurim. They're both obviously going to be also to get Hanah from each other in this situation. And as the Rosh says over here in Dibur Maskul, shnei masurim, haluitzer, if there's no chiddush over here in this part, elo, Agab to boil a misnei shtei mutarim bedavar shel olei bavel. But since we're about to say, under certain circumstances, even though Reuven can't get an offer from Shimon and Shimon can't get an offer from Reuven, nevertheless, while shtei masurim from each other, there are certain things that they are permitted to each other. So therefore, that's why the Mishnah is telling us over here, lashmin the hefker heavy below the shutvim. So it's going to differentiate between some things that are hefker versus some things that are partnerships. So that's why it leads us into this obvious statement of shnei masurim here to go to the next part of the Mishnah. What's the next part of the Mishnah? Ushnei mutarim bedavar shel olei bavel. So in fact, the status of something that the olei bavel, the people that are going up to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, so there were certain things that were publicly put out that, not that everybody's a shutuf in them, as opposed to the next category, which are the property of the city, which we had discussed in a previous year, that he said we would get to it, so now we're going to get to it. But here we're talking about what is permissible to the olei bavel. It's not that it was a partnership of all the Jewish people in the world, but it was essentially hefker for all the Jewish people in the world. And of course, it's not Hefker that you can go pick it up from Hefker and say, hey, this is now mine. But it basically is permitted to all the Jewish people of the world, but not via a partnership arrangement, but as a Hefker arrangement. And therefore, in something that belongs to the Olei Bavel, in other words, it belongs to all of Klal Yisrael, but not as a Shutvis, but as a idea that this is Hefker and everybody can use it. So therefore, even though Reuven is also to get an offer from Shimon, and Shimon is also to get an offer from Reuven, in the scenario that we just described, nevertheless, ushnei mutarim bedavar shel olei bavel. They're both allowed to get benefit from the olei bavel, as the Mefarish says clearly in the last Mefarish, bedavar shel olei bavel, mutarim bedavar shel olei bavel, shefkirim olei bavel l'chol Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael basically said that this is permissible to all of Klal Yisrael via Hefker. And what is an example of this? So Tosos, in the bottom Tosos, Umutarim B'dvarim Shal Oli Bavel, tells us, Kagon Bor, Shadam Tzaderech. There's a well, a pit that has collecting water for people to go and take a drink when they're coming up to the Oli Regal. So Kisha Oso Oli Gola, the people made this for the benefit of everybody to use. But it doesn't belong to everybody equally in a Shutvis. It belongs to nobody, but nobody can go privately take this from Hefker, but it's Hefker for everybody. Levi Shef Kiru L'chol Yisrael, they made it essentially Hefker for all of Klal Yisrael. V'lo Nesanu Lem L'yo Shutvim, but not through a partnership arrangement. In a partnership arrangement, where Reuven is also get Hanah from his partner Shimon, or Shimon is also get Hanah from his partner Reuven, or both, so then they aren't allowed to get Hanah from each other. That's the Shnei Masurim that we brought down. But here, they're not getting Hanah through a partnership, and therefore, there is no ability over here for one to be osur from the other because they had asad hanah from each other. So linish yuchel echad leesor chelko al chavero. In this situation, Reuven doesn't have a chelik that's osur to Shimon. Shimon doesn't have a chelik that's osur to Reuven. And therefore, for something like this bar that the Olei Gola had made for everybody to use, shnei mutarim bedavar shel olei bavel. We turn to Memches and Aleph with the continuation of the Mishnah. Nevertheless, vasurim Reuven and Shimon, who asked it on each other, they would be forbidden, bedavar shel also here, for something that belongs to the city, that belongs to the people that live in the city. As the top Ran says, the Ramas Lasurum Bidov shall also hear, Shem Darimba, in the city that they're living in, Mipnei She'en La Anshi Ira Cheris Chalikban, because only the people in that city are shutfim in that. Somebody that lives out of town isn't a shutf in that city stuff. And therefore, Ruvain is considered a shutf in the city stuff. Shimon is considered a shutf in this city stuff. And therefore, in this situation, the end of this Ran says, Vahabalu Kishutvin Sha'osrin Zalze. And therefore, as opposed to the Ole Gola, the Osoir that Reuven and Shimon live in, so they do in fact become Shutvin with everything in the city, and they're Usser, therefore, on each other, anything that's owned Bishutvis of the city. Now, the Mishnah is going to tell us exactly what Ole Gola and Osoir means. The Ezu Davish Ole Bavo, what are examples of the Ole Bavo, the people who are coming up to be Ole Ragel? So in this situation, Kigon, for example, Har Habayis. So nobody owns the Har Habayis. Well, Klai Yisrael has the rights to use it, but it's not owned. Each person has a shutvis in the Har Habayis. It's hefker for usage, but not that everybody's a partner in it. But nobody can go and take the Har Habayis and say, I'm claiming it from hefker. Vazaris, well, the Azaris and the Har Habayis. Vabor Shavem Tzaderech, as we just brought down a moment ago from Tosfos, this is where we got it from. If you have a well, a pit that was collecting water for all the Ole Gola to use, the people that are coming up from the Golas to go to the Ole Regel, so this Bor Shavem Tzaderech belongs to all of Klai Yisrael, but not the Reshutvis through the fact that it's Hefker for all of Klai Yisrael. And what's an example of something that they're Shutvin in? The Ezudovah shall also hear. So that would be Kigon Harachava, the public square, which everybody has a right to use. The merchutz, the public bathhouses. So the people of the city are shutfin them. People from another city aren't shutfin in this. So therefore, Reuven is a partial shutf. Shimon's a partial shutf in this. And therefore, if they're asra hanah on each other, so then neither of them would be able to go into the rechava of the city. They wouldn't be able to go into the merchutz, the bathhouses of the city, or the basic knesses of the city, vateva. So the Ran tells us that teva means, in Diva Masa Vateva, Shinostim Aleh Sefer Torah Likros. This would be what we would call the Bima. The Teva, according to the Ran, is the Bima. Others explain over here that the Teva means the places, for example, you see this in Tosos, Diva Masa Vateva, Aron Shinostim Bo Sefer Torah. The Teva would be the Aron. So in either event, this would be forbidden. They're all Shutvin in it, and therefore if Reuven asks Shimon, Shimon asks Reuven, or both ask each other, so then they're not allowed to benefit from the Teva, and likewise the Svarim. The Ran explains, the Svarim Shekarmen, anything that you're reading from, well, the Svarim that you would be reading from, as the Mefarish says, Sifri Torah, Sheshneim, Nosnu, Ben, Mo, Siman, She, Osu, yeah, because they're all paying for this, so to say. It was all through their tax funds, it was all through their donations, and it belongs to only the people of that city. Therefore, they're Shutvim in it, and therefore they couldn't benefit from each other if they asked each other, Hanoah, one onto the other, and therefore they couldn't benefit from these things that they're Shutvim in. Mishnah continues, says, Vakosiv Chalukul Nasi, but in this situation, if somebody writes over his Chaluk to the Nasi, which basically is that the Gemara will explain is the Ran in Diba Machim Kozi Chalukul Nasi, the first Gemara, Tochikom, and this was single here. Ma takonosan, how do these two people get to go use the Rechov, the Merchatz, the Basic Knesset, Vateva, Vasvarim? They asked each other in Hana. They're not willing to go and be Matineder. So what you do in this situation is you write over your share to the Nasi. Yikosu Chalukul Nasi, the Bahachi Shari. Now, Reuven doesn't own it. Shimon doesn't own it. It belongs to the Nasi. And therefore, each of them can get benefit from these items that belong to the city. Vakosiv Chalukul Nasi, that makes it perfectly acceptable. Mishnah continues to say, Rehuda Omer, Rehuda qualifies this, and he says, Echad HaKosiv L'Nasi V'Echad Kosiv L'Hedja. This is true, whether you give over your share to the Nasi, or whether you give over your share to another person, to a Hedjot, so then Reuven and or Shimon have given up their share, and it's therefore perfectly permissible for the other one who is also to get an awe. Let's say Shimon is also getting off from Reuven. Reuven gave it over to the Nasi or to a Hedjot, so then Shimon now can get an awe from this. So then what's the difference between giving over to the Nasi or giving over to the Hedjot? So Yudis says, Ma ben kosiv l'Nasi l'kosiv l'Hedjot. Is there any difference between the two? Yeah, there's some technical differences. Shakosiv l'Nasi, when you're giving it over to the Nasi, ain't tzarech l'zakos. The Nasi doesn't have to go make a kinyan on it. It's automatically going into the Nasi's possession. As the Ran says, Shemiyad shakosav lo shtar matana kana. The Nasi as soon as this shtar is written over, this is now my shares belong to the Nasi, even though the Nasi didn't make an acquisition in it, it's considered as it's given over. Because the power of the Nasi is able to do this. It's like Hektish. It automatically, certain things belong to Hektish just by saying it, so too it automatically belongs to the Nasi. Shakosu, the Nasi, and Tzorech Lezakos. However, Akosu, the Hedjot, Tzorech Lezakos. It's giving it over to his friend, then you have to make some sort of a kinyan. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. No difference between the two. What are you talking about? How did it get over to the Nasi? You have to make some sort of a kinyan. Somebody has to go make a kinyan on behalf of the Nasi. No, then what's the difference between the Nasi and the Hedyot? So the Chacham say, why did we mention over here in our Mishnah about Kosif Chokal and Nasi? Because Lo Dibru, the Mishnah is not writing over here, Ela Behoveh, the normal way that it would happen. The normal way is that Reuven and the Shimon, when they're giving over the shear, Mistama, they're giving over to the Nasi, and not that they're giving it over to Levi, a friend. Lo Dibru Ben Nasi, Ela Behova. The whole idea over here is that we're just telling you what most likely happened, but Halacha L'maisa, even if you didn't give it over to the Nasi, the same thing would work, but both of them need to make a kinyan. And finally, the Mishnah concludes, Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda said, Ein Anshe Galu Tzricha Lichtov. In the Galil, it wasn't necessary to even write over their portion, their Shutvis holdings to the Nasi, because Shikvar Kosu was saying, how you did? Because this was already the custom that nobody there owned it for exactly these reasons. It automatically belonged to the Nasi. Everybody's Shutvas in this city was automatically, their share was handed over to the Nasi, so these things were not necessary to actually hand over to the Nasi in the Galil. The more we'll explain this further, with this we conclude today's share.